The focus for this guided meditation is on cultivating intention. Intention is with us every moment. Intention coordinates all the different functions of the mind and initiates action in the mind. So we'll begin with the typical strategy for practicing mindfulness of breathing. Make a commitment to intentionally focus your attention on the beginning of the in-breath and then sustain that awareness for the duration of the in-breath. Being particularly interested in noticing how the mind operates in that process. You might notice sensational change. It's possible that you would also notice changes in the function of the mind. Perhaps the mind is more disciplined or less disciplined. Perhaps there's more vividness in your awareness, or whatever you're paying attention to seems vague. It might mean that your attention is scattered, difficult in its focusing, or it might be that your attention is very stable and persistent in noticing all the changes that occur during the process of breathing in and the process of breathing out. Even when your attention is drawn to another focus away from the breath, there's an intention there. When you intend to redirect the focus of your attention back to the breath, that is skillful practice. Try to be as clear as possible about this characteristic of intentionality. As we cultivate mindfulness of intentionality, see if you can be clearly aware, intentionally aware, when the mind becomes fixated on a distraction, your intention has been captured, enchanted, controlled by craving and clinging. Usually this control is experienced as aversion. Something is wrong. Something doesn't feel right. And the mind becomes preoccupied with that discomfort. When you are aware of it, there's an intention that occurs at that moment. And when you redirect your attention back to the breath, there's an intentionality there. Try to be as clearly aware as possible of the role that intention plays in your subjective awareness. The characteristic of mindfulness is closely aligned with the characteristic of intention. See if you can notice how intention operates. One of the ways to do that is to try to notice as quickly and precisely as possible exactly when the in-breath begins and ends. And the same with the out-breath. every time your attention shifts from one focal point to another, there's a quality of intention involved. See if you can notice as quickly and accurately as possible these changes of subjective focus. It might mean that your attention quickly goes from the breath to sound of my voice. See if you can notice that. And then when I'm not speaking, where does your attention go? There's an intention operating there. This is also true for sensations elsewhere in the body, or stray thoughts that may come up. Try to notice this quality of intention as frequently and clearly as possible. Don't worry about whether you're entirely successful in that practice. Making the effort sincerely is sufficient. practice becoming mindful of two sorts of intention. One of them is the intention associated with some sort of physical sensation. The other intention is associated with the quality of the mind. Is the mind intention alert or dull? Is the mind's attention stable in focus or distracted? Is the mind's attention preoccupied with a recurring internal story? Or is the mind's intention able to stay with the breath through several cycles of breathing? Two sorts of intention. One of them is checking out physical sensations. The other is checking out the functioning of the mind. diligent in investigating the sensation of breathing is a fundamental aspect of this practice. This diligence intimately involves intention as well. Try to be as quick and precise as possible in noticing the beginning of the breath and the end of the breath and all the sensations that might occur within that cycle, and the same for the out-breath. In this way, you'll train the mind to be more capable, more skillful at noticing intentionality sooner rather than later in your practice and in your life. as your skillfulness and your capability increases over time, you might notice that intentionality recurs very rapidly in the flow of experience. A whole series of beginnings occur. The endings seem to drop away. You can acquire this sort of skill simply by being very diligent in trying to notice the beginning of the in-breath or the beginning of the out-breath very precisely and repeatedly, and then the beginning of when the mind is drawn away from the breath, either momentarily or for prolonged periods of time. for your practice. I wish you well.